From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, April 15th. Coming up, we'll learn how community members are raising concerns about the rates of brain cancer in Piatt County. But advocates say Illinois' Public Health Department has been slow to investigate. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Chris Mosher is the first trans athlete to represent the United States in international competition. The 8-time Team USA athlete spoke about gender liberation and sports in Urbana on Saturday. IPM student reporter Sam Rink has more.
Mosher has advocated for trans athletes like himself since 2015. He hosts informational presentations on the harmful rhetoric and misinformation that is often spread about trans people. But Mosher doesn't just talk about their struggles.
What I want to do is share stories of joy, of not surviving, but thriving, and give people a picture that there's a lot more to being trans than just the negative things that people are hearing.
Whether transgender people should be allowed to compete in sports is now a major talking point for politicians. It's why he emphasized the importance of allyship between all communities.
It's going to take all of us to make it through not just the next 4 years, but whatever the future for trans people looks like after the damage that's been done.
Mosher says he plans to continue competing despite feeling like he isn't supported by the country he represents. I'm Sam Rink, IPM News.
The University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign campus was teeming with students and vendors last weekend to celebrate Earth Month. IPM Student Newsroom's Juliana Means has more on the Sustainapalooza Festival.
Now in its second year, the festival was all about educating the community on ways to lead a more environmentally friendly lifestyle. Catherine Bruce is a co-president of the Student Sustainability Leadership Council that put the event on.
There really is no way to be completely sustainable, to leave, you know, no mark on the planet at this day and age. It's very difficult to do so. But I think just everybody putting their heart into it, putting your best faith effort into it, and everybody trying a little bit, making small daily changes can really add up and make a big difference.
And the event itself was completely no waste. Non-compostable materials like styrofoam and plastic were banned from being sold and given out. I'm Juliana Means, IPM News.
State officials are preparing for the possibility that the ongoing national measles outbreak could spread to Illinois. More than 700 cases have been reported across 25 states, but there have not been any cases reported in Illinois so far. Dr. Arthi Barnes is the chief medical officer for the Illinois Department of Public Health. She tells the 21st Show that vaccinations in the state have helped limit further spread of measles during an outbreak last year.
Being protected already by the time you get exposed to measles is what will prevent massive outbreaks from occurring and will help create a cocooning effect around our vulnerable community members, children under the age of 6 months who you cannot get vaccinated.
Symptoms of measles include fever, cough, and a rash that spreads all over the body. Barnes recommends residents get vaccinated before they travel to protect themselves from possible exposure to the virus. You can find more information at the State Health Department's website at idph.gov. Shoppers can expect to pay more for chocolate, Easter eggs, and bunnies this year. As Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports, cocoa prices have skyrocketed over the past few years.
Most cocoa is produced in West Africa, and climate change has brought excessive heat to the area, limiting the crop's production. David Ortega, a Michigan State University food economist and professor, says this has contributed to higher input costs for chocolate producers and higher prices for consumers.
We haven't seen this level of price increase in the sort of the global price of cocoa going back to even the early 1990s. We're sort of in uncharted territory here.
Ortega says people still tend to buy chocolate during tough economic times because it's an affordable luxury, but recent tariffs could make chocolate products even more expensive. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
Still to come, we'll learn how community members are raising concerns about the rates of brain cancer in Piatt County. But advocates say Illinois' Public Health Department has been slow to investigate. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy and windy with a high of 58 degrees, a northwest wind 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 40 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with patchy frost and a low of 35 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 63 degrees, northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 45 degrees, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Thursday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and a high of 68 degrees, and a south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, cannabis has been legal in Illinois for 5 years, but there's grown up a shadow market for intoxicating products made from hemp. Governor J.B. Pritzker and a group of Illinois legislators have been trying and failing to regulate it. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll dive into the debate next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 in 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. There's growing concerns in Piatt County about the number of cases of glioblastoma. That's a rare but deadly brain cancer. Community members say the Illinois Department of Public Health has been slow to investigate the possible cancer cluster in Monticello. That's led advocates to begin collecting data on their own, prompting a new response from state officials. A team of student journalists with CU Citizen Access have been following the public health concerns in Piatt County. IPM's Arjun Tucker spoke with Molly Hughes, Stephanie Orellana, and Nazala Salahuddin about their reporting.
Molly, how did your team first hear about this alleged cancer cluster in Piatt County?
Yeah, so Caitlin McLean is really where this story begins. She's a resident of Monticello, and in February of 2024, she was able to address the Monticello City Council, where she explained that after her father-in-law died of this rare brain cancer, glioblastoma, in 2022, she began to investigate in her community. So at the time, she had found around 26 cases of glioblastoma in her community. Currently, her data shows around 30 cases, 14 of which have died in the last 5 years. You know, after she addressed the city council, McLean said that she contacted federal and state officials, the Illinois Health Department, the Illinois EPA, and their responses has just not been timely or appropriate, in her opinion. And we really didn't receive a substantial response until the publishing of our article in March of 2025.
Sure. And can you tell me a little more about glioblastoma and, you know, why McLean wanted to more urgently have those cases investigated?
Yeah. So glioblastoma is considered a rare type of brain cancer. According to the American Brain Tumor Association, glioblastoma is diagnosed in approximately 3 cases per 100,000 people per year. The National Institute of Health reports glioblastoma has only about a 6% survival rate and a survival time after diagnosis of only about 12 to 18 months.
And tell me more about what McLean was, you know, saying as she was kind of conveying her frustration with officials, with the city council.
Yeah. And so really, she was able to explain what it was like to be the family member of a victim of somebody who was diagnosed with this type of cancer. We can hear more about exactly what she said in this clip here.
The EPA has bounced me around from one department to another. And I feel like at this point in time, as a community, we need to protect ourselves.
Caitlin feels as though the government and health officials she brought her valid concerns to didn't give her appropriate answers in a timely manner, in a situation where time is really a crucial element, you know, this potential health threat, something that has a lot of emotion attached to it. So the crux of this issue really is that we know these officials, the Illinois Health Department, the EPA, state and local officials are probably not acting maliciously in their lack of response. You know, perhaps they're busy or understaffed, underfunded. However, that does not excuse, you know, this lack of response up to our article's publication.
So your team with CU Citizen Access put out 3 stories following the situation. Stephanie, how have those state public health officials reacted to your coverage so far?
Yeah, after the story was published, Michael Claffey, he's the communications officer for the Illinois Health Department, he said that because of Caitlin McLean's concerns, they have added Piatt County to a list of areas the Cancer Registry reexamines every year. So we didn't even know this list existed, and when we asked for the list, we were told that it wasn't public because of internal planning purposes. So we will file a Freedom of Information Act request to get it. Right now, we are getting the most communication from the health department than we ever have since we started reaching out to them in November of last year. And we hope to continue communicating and updating each other on this story as new information comes out.
Nazala, you've done some digging, as I understand it, into what research is being done on glioblastoma locally and at the U of I. Tell us more about that.
Sure, Arjun. At the Beckman Institute at University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, Professor Catherine Popescu said research is being done to manage the effects of glioblastoma, yet it is difficult as the disease can evade radiation therapy. Researchers are working on damaging the repair process of the glioblastoma cells with small radiation doses. Another research they're working on is treating the tumors so that it stops the cell division of the glioblastoma. This method is available to people, she says, although it doesn't cure cancer, but it makes their lives more enjoyable. Professor Catherine also says that the cancer rates or the glioblastoma cell rates on Monticello are worth investigating, and that she calls it a huge cancer cluster pattern. Yet she says that whenever they try to talk about it or bring the issue, they are told not to be alarmed. But observing the cancer cluster pattern in Monticello, she says that they're very alarmed and that it is unacceptable. Geeta Quatra, who is CEO of the nonprofit organization Glioblastoma Inc., also voiced her concern. She said that glioblastoma is the most malignant form of cancer, yet not enough funding is given on researching this cancer.
Stephanie, how have people in Piatt County reacted to your reporting on this possible cancer cluster?
People from Piatt County have been responding very positively towards our story. Many have had family members who have died from cancer and are thanking us for bringing light to this issue. We hope to be able to go to Monticello to talk to more people there and let them tell us more about their experiences with family members passing away from cancer and their concerns for the area.
That was IPM's Arjun Tucker speaking with Molly Hughes, Stephanie Oriana, and Nazala Salahuddin with CU Citizens Access about their coverage of a possible cancer cluster in Piatt County. You can find their reporting online at cu-citizenaccess.org. That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Sam Rink, Juliana Means, Kulsum Khan, Anna Pope, Molly Hughes, Stephanie Oriana, and Nazala Salahuddin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.